From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A 100-ton containment box and dome made of steel and concrete is now in the waters off Louisiana. It's to be lowered to the seabed today as a short-term fix to the oil leaks that crews are trying to halt in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Diana Douglas reports oil is still flowing from two of the three leaks on that damaged well.
At this point, the hopes to stop the spill rest with a four-story-high concrete dome. It will be lowered to the seabed and, if everything works perfectly, will cover the leak. Then the oil will be siphoned up into boats on top of the water. Containing the oil that has already spilled into the Gulf of Mexico is a major focus of the government's efforts here. Secretary of Interior Ken Salazar toured the site of the leak by helicopter and visited a wildlife sanctuary in Louisiana.
Seeing the oil on the surface of the Gulf of Mexico underscores the severity of the challenge that we're up against.
They're trying to keep the contaminant from ruining wildlife habitats and people's livelihoods along the coast. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says Congress shares the blame for the nation's financial meltdown. In prepared testimony, Geithner says lawmakers failed to give regulators enough power to crack down on financial firms operating outside traditional rules. Geithner is testifying on Capitol Hill today with his predecessor, Henry Paulson. They're voting in Britain, where more than 600 seats are up for grabs today in the House of Commons. Larry Miller in London reports this is expected to be the closest election in Britain in decades.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Labour Party remains behind in the public opinion polls. Labour's been in power under Tony Blair and Brown for 13 years, and the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats have been telling voters it's time for a change. Throughout the campaign, the Conservatives under David Cameron have led, but the vote could be so split, no single party might command an overall Commons majority. Both Labour and Conservative would then scramble to create a coalition government. If it's with the UK's third biggest party, the Liberal Democrats, its leader Nick Clegg would exact a high price for his support in terms of policy and key cabinet posts. A hung parliament is seen as the most likely result, but pre-election polls suggest up to a third of voters have still not decided who to choose. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
More evidence suggesting the U.S. economy continues its recovery. First-time jobless claims dropped last week by 7,000. That's the third week in a row they've fallen. They declined to a seasonally adjusted 444,000. At their peak during the recession, they topped 650,000. On Wall Street at last check, stocks are mixed as investors continue worrying that the Greek debt crisis will spread in Europe. At last check, the Dow was down 2, the Nasdaq was up 3. This is NPR News from Washington. A major breakthrough in the investigation into last year's crash of an Air France jet into the Atlantic. The French defense minister confirms that authorities have located the area of ocean floor that's holding the black boxes from Flight 447. Eleanor Beardsley reports investigators will now try to retrieve the flight data and voice recorders from the sea.
Defense Minister Hervé Morin and officials from the French Aviation Accident Investigation Bureau say the area of ocean floor where the black boxes lay has been traced using images obtained during the first search phase for the wreckage last summer, when the flight recorders were still emitting a signal. The latest search for the flight instruments in March involved U.S. and Norwegian ships with sonar probes and robots in what is described as one of the most complex undersea operations ever. But officials are still urging caution. They say that actually retrieving the boxes from the ocean floor may prove impossible. The Air France flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris went down in a thunderstorm. All 228 people on board were killed. While some probable reasons for the crash have been found, its exact cause remains unknown. The black boxes could help end the mystery. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A court in India is handing a death sentence to a Pakistani gunman convicted in the 2008 attacks in Mumbai. He'll be hanged pending a possible appeal or clemency. The assault in Mumbai left nearly 170 people dead and raised tensions between India and Pakistan. Thailand's prime minister is promising to dissolve parliament in September. That's a key demand of anti-government protesters who've been occupying Bangkok's upscale commercial district for weeks, but the prime minister says that'll only happen if they leave the area. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.